So it begins, Holy Week. This is the most sacred time of the year for us Catholics. It's when we commemorate, celebrate, and in some ways reenact the last few days of Christ's life here on earth. And it's when we celebrate and rejoice in his rising from the dead on the third day. We began our liturgy today by reenacting Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem, when the people recognized him as the King of Israel. They took off their cloaks and laid them down so that he could ride over them. They went and tore palm branches off the trees and laid them in his path. They sang, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Save us, Son of David." And the Son of David was the title given to the Messiah, the anointed King of Israel. And they sang, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." That's from Psalm 118, which is a coronation psalm. It was sung when a king of Israel was crowned. So why did the people react like that? A number of reasons, but most immediately, because after having performed so many of the miracles that the prophets said would take place during the time of the coming Messiah, Jesus rides into Jerusalem from the east on a donkey, just like Solomon, the original king, son of David, did when he became king. And as Matthew points out, the prophet Zechariah had prophesied that the coming Messiah would enter into Jerusalem riding on a donkey. So the people just about lost their minds. The Messiah that they had been waiting for over 500 years was here. He was going to reestablish the kingdom of Israel and get rid of the Romans. What they didn't understand was that his crown would be a crown of thorns and his throne would be a cross. And after celebrating Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem, our readings in Mass skip forward 5 days to the Passion. Why? I suppose it's because not everyone comes to the service on Good Friday, and the church wants to make sure that everyone gets to hear the Passion narrative at least once. And our first reading in Mass was from the prophet Isaiah and was part of what's called the Servant Songs, which describe the trials of the suffering servant of Israel and which were fulfilled in our Lord's Passion. Our responsorial psalm was taken from Psalm 22, which Jesus quoted from the cross when he said, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Now, this psalm was written 1,000 years before the time of Christ, and yet it presents a vivid picture of the Passion. In fact, I would recommend and encourage that during these last few days of Lent, that all of us read Psalm 22 in its entirety. It's great Lenten reading. And if you do that, you'll see that despite how the psalm begins and how it describes the Passion, this psalm is actually about the triumph of God and of those who remain faithful to him. So when Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me from the cross? It's like if one of us would say, "Our Father." We all recognize that as the beginning of a prayer that we all know, and we all know the rest. And so when Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me?" everyone there would have recognized that as the beginning of this psalm and would have known the rest. And so they would have understood that Jesus was applying this psalm to himself. The way I used to explain and summarize this psalm to my students when I used to teach RE was like this. It's simplifying it a bit, but it is the essence of what the psalm is saying. Things look bad for me now, but in the end, God wins, and so do those who remain faithful to him. But because the one who's quoting this psalm from the cross is God himself, In this circumstance, it's actually, in the end, I win. And so do those who remain faithful to me. And he did win. As St. Paul explains in our second reading, which is taken from his letter to the Philippians. And besides, it's not as though God the Father could ever really forsake God the Son. Anyway, in our second reading, St. Paul explains just what and how Jesus won in his passion, what it was that he achieved for us. As he explains it, while Adam, who was human, chose to disobey God and arrogate to himself the prerogative of deciding what's good and what's evil, which is a divine prerogative, Jesus, who was God, was obedient to God the Father and chose to become human. And he remained obedient even to the point of suffering a cruel, painful, and humiliating death. And by doing that, he was able in his humanity to ascend to God the Father and be seated at his right hand. And by doing that, he cleared the way for all humanity to be exalted. And so, we can and should worship the man Jesus as the God he truly is. Now, I've said all this to hopefully give us a better understanding of what it is that we're commemorating here today and why we're doing it. What Jesus' entry into Jerusalem signified, why his passion was so important, and what it achieved for us. And I would encourage everyone during this Holy Week to take what I've said and use it as a reference point for meditating on the servant songs in Isaiah, on Psalm 22, and on what Jesus endured in his passion for our salvation. And come to the liturgies of the Triduum, to the Mass on Holy Thursday when we reenact the Last Supper and the walk to the Garden of Gethsemane afterwards, to the Good Friday service when we revisit the Lord's Passion and see how it all comes together at the Easter Vigil Mass on Saturday night. And so God bless, and I hope to see you all there.